This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network in the healthcare and health marketing channels. Don't forget, we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Mindy Figueroa, president and founder of Latin to Latin Marketing and Communications LLC, an award-winning agency that connects brands, talent, businesses, communities, government, and media partners to create winning solutions. Today, Mindy will be covering how marketing and communications foster the patient-provider relationships and improve outcomes. Mindy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Eric. A pleasure as well. Thanks a lot. Really excited to be here.
And with pleasure to have you, Mindy. So please give us a brief overview of the creation and growth of Latin to Latin Marketing and Communications to kick things off today.
Absolutely, Eric. We have been around. This is actually our 10th anniversary, and we are based out of Fort Lauderdale in Florida, but we service clients across the country and even internationally. In the past few years alone, we've been very fortunate to work with excellent brands in the healthcare business, such as starting with Mount Sinai Hospital in New York, Lenox Hill Hospital, which is part of Northwell Healthcare System, CHI St. Luke's in Houston, Baylor College of Medicine, and then now Ortho Now, Orthopedic Urgent Care. So we focus on various different verticals, but healthcare and wellness is one of our strong areas. And the focus is how do we better engage with patients and create win-win situations for both the providers and the patient population in the Latino and multicultural segments.
And why do you believe health and wellness organizations have embraced you and your Latin readiness assessment tool? Get into that, if you would.
Well, you know, a lot of, first of all, the healthcare sector is changing dramatically, as we know, even as we speak, even this week. And, you know, providers have realized they have to develop different type of approaches in developing relationship with their desired audience. And it's more of the empowered patient today is the revitalization of healthcare that is driving these dynamics. And with that in mind, is all the different numerous patients that enter as new patients for the first time because of ACA a few years ago and how they need to navigate through this process. So taking all those challenges in mind, we have developed a tool called the Latin Ready Assessment that is focused on the 15 national standards of culture and language, and at the same time allows us to have a better understanding internally of the organization, how they're ready culturally and organizationally and financially to go after developing relationship with this coveted patient population, and then be able to develop winning solutions of trust, of sustainable relationships, and then an emotional connection with the patient from the moment they connect with that medical staff to the physician and in the institution.
Also, why are the marketing and public relations campaigns that you and your agency create specifically to break down cultural barriers to navigating the American medical system for non-English speaking or ESL patients important to you?
Well, the tool allows us to take a snapshot of the organization and understand where are some potential opportunities of communication tools, whether it is the basic element of, information, patient information out there from the website to their 800 number and so forth. But most importantly is the factor that healthcare is such an emotional element. When you are diagnosed with a disease, a condition, emotions come into play, and you have to have the right proper medical staff and physician that is going to convey the way that condition is going to be properly taken care of. So this is about going back to basics and also about dollars and cents and customer service. So on one hand, you have a patient population that have specific conditions, diseases, like, for instance, diabetes. It's something that over-indexed in the Latino market among Mexicans and Dominicans in particular. And how do we build a program that allows them to engage with that provider and develop a preventive way to deal with the disease, but at the same time develops trust and sustainable relationship? So that's what we work with some of our clients, like I mentioned before, Lenox Hill Hospital in New York City, where we're developing a particular program that is under the auspices of, or the name of, Vida Sí, Diabetes No, or Life Yes, Diabetes No, that is very cultural relevant. It has built an ecosystem to fight diabetes, and is getting out there in the community and building trust with that organization.
And that certainly is tremendous. Today we are with Mindy Figueroa, president and founder of Latin to Latin Marketing and Communications, LLC, here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and health marketing channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Mindy, can you briefly outline a successful outreach program?
Absolutely. I have various different successes, and we've been very proud of the being recognized at a national level and delivering award-winning solutions. But most importantly, I take the two cases, actually. I'm going to start first with the one in New York with Mount Sinai Hospital. It's an organization established there for over 100 years, right in the middle of the Spanish Harlem. And basically, the relationship was very transactional. And when we learned what they were trying to do in terms of build a emotional connection with the community, we designed a plan, and it ended up becoming a very successful TV show that for 13 episodes that talked about the different conditions affecting Latinos in a very understandable way, very, very, very well produced, but and at the same time, it was very kind of bringing it down to layman's term, but it also humanized the hospital. And the results of that of that particular show called A Tu Salud was very well received by the New York Latino population and the media itself, in terms of turning being an education tool, and also turning the hospital to become the number one hospital among Latinos, not once but twice. And then obviously that reflected in the Latino population embracing the doctors that were featured, the Latino doctors that were featured in the TV show, but also the way that the whole family was part of that of the well-being of that particular patient. So that was a very successful campaign that we're very proud of and continue to celebrate.
And certainly with reason. Now, lastly, what challenges do you think patients and healthcare providers will face over the next few years, and how do you think marketing will be able to overcome these?
We're talking about the empowered patient. It doesn't matter socioeconomics or language or anything. People have at their fingertips, they have access to information. Depending on how their organization presents itself and what type of activities they do, encourage to build a relationship, an emotional relationship, is critical. We always say that part of our role with understanding our own clients or the agency, but that we translate into the relationship between a provider and a patient, is understanding the fears of and the hopes and the goals and the needs of that particular patient population, and then developing a relationship, just like a marriage, right? When we, get to know our spouse, we're looking at this relationship for the long term. So we need to look at our patient population in the same way, and then provide them with the tools that they're going to be able to have better outcomes, have lower costs in terms of how they go navigate the system, and then also improve the patient experience, and also at the same time have delivered the best quality care that you can as a provider. So that's kind of the quadruple aim that we focus on, and then we like to treat our patient population and develop the winning solutions on behalf of our providers, healthcare clients and providers.
Mindy, where can listeners get more information on your firm, and how can they be in touch?
They can call me directly, and my name is, as you mentioned, Mindy Figueroa, and I'll love to talk to people and share many information so we have learned because we just want people to be able to develop sustainable relationships. So our website is www.latintolatin.com, number two in between. Our telephone number is 954-376-4800. And if you want to reach out via email, you can email us at info@latin2latin.com. And again, I'll be happy. I love to share the successes that we have had on behalf of our clients, and it's completely gratis. So feel free to give me a call, because we really want to give you, arm you with the tools necessary to engage with this important population.
Well, Mindy, we certainly have appreciated your joining us, and certainly also appreciate all that you're doing, not only in the healthcare space, but in the Latin community. And again, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric, and thank you for everybody listening today.
And you're most welcome. We have been speaking with Mindy Figueroa, president and founder of Latin2Latin Marketing and Communications, an award-winning agency where they connect brands, talent, businesses, communities, government, and media partners to create winning solutions. And for more information, simply visit Latin2Latin.com. Again, Latin2Latin.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the healthcare and health marketing channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.